This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 17. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs 17:9. It says there, "Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends." End of quote. The COVID-19 pandemic season we all are in is not an easy time in any form or fashion. Alternatively, it is more of a stressful time for the majority of people. Relationships are being tested with the stress being in this lockdown. Children are schooling from home, parents working from home, and the fear of uncertainties, including health issues, financial issues, potential job loss, less income, all these are on people's minds. There is a heightened probability of becoming judgmental, critical, and less gracious and merciful these days. Parents are quick to find children's mistakes. Spouses can be more judgmental, critical, and controlling. We all know gracious approaches and conversations, merciful and compassionate actions, and self-control are, of course, marks of spiritual maturity and growth, don't we? Try not to give others what they deserve these days, like finding faults, highlighting mistakes and omissions. Please make a point to give what they do not deserve: forgiving, merciful, gracious, and compassionate. Our insight says, love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. End of quote. Another translation of the same verse says like this, whoever forgives someone's sins makes a friend, but gossiping about the sin breaks up friendships. NCV. You can forgive from your heart, or you can go around and gossip about it. The result is either you make a friend or breaks up friendships. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 8 this, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. End of quote. Peter reminds us that the end of all things is near. You see, we have recently witnessed many thousands of people's life ended through the worldwide pandemic. More evil days are on the way as we continue living on this planet Earth before getting all better. Therefore, what must we do now? The admonition is, be prayerful and love deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. You see, people around us are most probably begging for mercy, grace, and forgiveness. You give these things that people are crying for in these difficult days. Do not try injecting legalistic measures with people whom you love. Say gracious, kind, merciful, and compassionate words. Try to lift them. Try to be merciful with people you come across, inside the home and outside the home. You see, one of the verses about God is repeated in the Bible, and that is this: the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. End of quote. Exodus 34:6, Psalms 145:8, and many other passages. The book of Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says this, therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy toward you. Ephesians 1 verses 7 to 8 says this, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. End of quote. You see, God lavished the richness of his grace by sending Jesus for our rescue through his blood. When God sent Jesus to us, he shed his blood for you on the cross for the forgiveness and the remission of all of your sins. That much great is the grace of God and Jesus Christ. Maybe you can't show mercy, grace, and forgiveness to others because you are not connected to the source, God's love, grace, and mercy. Bible says God would make a brand new creation out of you, capable to love, show mercy and grace to others when you taste the love of God lavished in Christ Jesus. How can you taste the love of God lavished in Jesus Christ? Listen, God loves you. He sent Jesus to die in your place for your sins and mistakes. And Jesus died, buried, and rose again to make you a child of God. This is the good news called the gospel, which has the power to save and empower you. Would you pray with me today? Father in heaven, I heard about how rich you are in grace, forgiveness, and love. I want to be like you. I want to get connected to the source of love, grace, and forgiveness, Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for my sins and mistakes. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Jesus, come to my life and save and empower me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.